Hello, and welcome to Teacher Tales, a podcast from the spirit of teaching. This is your host, Linda Markley, and I invite you to join me and my guests as we get curious, explore, discover, and learn more about what is really at the heart of teaching. In each episode, we will hear the story of a teacher, what called them to teach, what are their greatest joys and challenges in teaching, what inspires them, and what are their hopes, dreams, and vision for the education of children. We will learn more about the greatest lessons they have taught and also the greatest lessons they have learned. No checklists, no standards, no reports, no paperwork, and no data. Just stories from their hearts to our hearts on a journey to celebrate what really matters in the true spirit of teaching. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Teacher Tales. I'm so glad you're here. I have a world traveler as a guest today, and she's going to take us on a little trip through teaching and through her travels in teaching and around the world and all the experiences she's had and how she's learned from them. And I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Beth Marshall, and I am a French teacher in Fredericksburg, Virginia. I am going on, depending on if you count preschool, I'm going on my 31st year of teaching. And I have taught in four states, and I've taught ESOL, art, and then also French. And I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here. You know, my oldest daughter is a teacher, and she was an elementary ESOL teacher also, and she just moved to middle school art. She always wanted to be an art teacher. And you just are another poster child for teaching in that you can do so many different things. That's what teachers do. If you're asked, you know, to teach, I had to teach typing, you know, like back in the day.
And, yeah.
I knew how to type, but I didn't know how to teach it. So, but
right.
Teachers are just so talented that way. And I love that you're a French teacher. I'm a French teacher too. So, and those programs are being cut so much. So having wonderful teachers like you is what keep them going and growing. So thank you for that.
For sure.
So tell us a little bit about teaching and what you love about it.
So I knew this was going to be asked of me. And so I really kind of reflected, and I think it always goes back to the students, right? That is why we fell in love with doing it, whether I was a 12-year-old babysitter, you know, teaching basic things to my little preschool kids that I was babysitting, or even I've done adult education. But it is that spark of learning that you see within the classroom. And then for me, it's the flip side a few years later when they come back and you get that email, or they stop by your classroom and they tell you probably something you don't even remember that you did, but it had a profound impact. And then you realize, well, there's a huge weight on your shoulders when you walk in that classroom, because what you do, what you say, how you present yourself, how you greet people, that is the greatest impact. And like you said, it's not necessarily the particular course that you're teaching. It's the person in front of you, and hopefully the passion for the topic that you are teaching. Maybe not typing, but for me, I think I've done a couple crazy things myself. But it is understanding that you love people, you love seeing that spark. And that, of course, is why you walk in the door every day.
Yeah, and that is so true. And that just touches my heart so much, because that's what teachers do. That's the impact they have. But, you know, I just got through doing a tour, and I was on a bus with 44 people, which there were kids on the bus, teenagers to like maybe third, fourth, fifth graders. And the kids, you know, they would, you know, stand and let me walk ahead of them. And they were like, they'd say hello, and they were well-mannered and stuff. I can't say that about the adults. And so I was looking at the adults and thinking, you're role models here. And teachers
right?
are aware of that all the time. They're
we
always
are.
Aware that we're role models, and we are trying to model being a good human being, whether it's through, you know, sparking that passion to learn another language, to be an open to other cultures, to having that impact that, you know, years later, they have this aha moment that really sinks in, and they come back and tell you and say thank you. And that's That's the impact teachers can have. That's the power that we have every day. So you travel with students. You've been traveling a lot this summer. So tell us about traveling and why you like to travel so much.
So when I was a teenager, my French teacher posted that she was going to be leading a trip. I saved my babysitting money for 2 years. My first time on a plane at 16, I went to Europe. And honestly, that was my aha moment. Like, this is what I want to do. And so I went to college in art on a full ride scholarship. So that was kind of my path to like, okay, this is how I'm going to do my journey as a teacher. I think I'm going to do art education. And then it took a little bit of a detour. I got a scholarship and I studied at the University of Paris, La Sorbonne, when I was a senior in college. And then I realized, it wouldn't take more than one or two credits to add French. And so I ended up teaching French my first year. I led a trip of students at 23, I think, with my own French teacher. She had retired by that point, but she and her husband. And I realized doing this, it is like, well, and I can speak to that now. I wasn't a mother at the time, but it is like teaching your child how to speak and then watching them go to preschool or watching them read a book for the first time. To be able to have, like, to mentor these people into a situation where they feel confident in using the language or having, again, that aha moment where they're connecting the global community. That, I mean, that's just amazing. So I just counted up. Somebody asked me how many trips I had led, and I just counted them up this past week. So I've done 22 trips with students. And what a blessing, right? Some people say, oh, that's wow that you do that. But then for me, and I always say that at the parent meeting, like, what a blessing it is for me to take your child, and protect your child and lead them through Europe and give them those life skills that will not only allow them to practice their language, to see culture and understand how history ties into, what they've learned in the classroom when they're actually there. But it's more than that. It's creating that confident child. And then what a gift it's been for me, because I have three children. I've taken each one of them on a trip or two. My last one, they always tease, the baby gets the Golden Child Award. Well, he went on three, so he just finished his senior year, and all of his high school buddies, they all came on my trip this past month. And to watch these kids that you knew when they were 9, 10, 11, then to watch them as adults just take in everything, to experience. And let me just tell you, a 17-year, 18-year-old boy is witty as heck. And just like you said, they were the helpers with our adults. They were the ones that kept us on our toes, just laughing. And what a gift. And just to be able to have, like, who says they go on their son's senior trip? What a neat blessing. So we did go to Europe in June, and then I just came back last week. I was in India with a group of students as well, not students, excuse me, a group of teachers as well, with the same tour company. And what an amazing experience that I, if you had gone back in time and whispered in Beth's ear at age 8 and said, you're going to be going, to Asia at some point, you're going to be going to Africa, I don't think I would have ever believed you. And what a blessing. And teaching allows me to do that, right? And then in turn, you come back. I'm already doing my presentation for school. You come back and I always talk, completely in French the first day, and I show tons of pictures. And I show them, look where I went this summer. And maybe it's not even a French-speaking country. Most of the time it is, but it wasn't this summer. And, I think it's important not only for them to see that we're growing as people, as teachers, and we want to learn more about the world around us and be a global citizen, but it's also, we also want to learn. And I learned so much about, my students in front of me now who are from India. I can at least have that conversation. I went to Morocco a few years ago, and to come back and tell those students who were Moroccan in my class, hey, I went to Marrakesh and I went to Rabat and it was amazing. And have you been there? And where's your family from? And now I geographically know where it is. So just to fill your cup, again, the end of the year, May, is so hard. We all know that. and to spend the summer just reading and peacefully reflecting upon what was good this year, and to spend time with other teachers that love traveling as well and love what they do. It is, it is that positive that creates the positive. You got to create those people around you. You are the, what is the quote? You are the three or four people that you spend the most time with. So you choose to spend time with people that fill your cup back up, because it is no joke. August is going to be here in 2 weeks, and my cup needs to be filled to mentor other teachers, to greet whatever walks in my classroom door, right? 150 new smiling faces, some old, some new, but they probably had a very different summer than I did. So, yeah.
And I mean, lots of things I'm going to pull out of that and highlight because you said so many great things. But the parents are very blessed to have you to take their children to travel and have those experiences, because a lot of parents are like, I don't want to take my kid, my teenage son, across the street, you know? And so that is really great that you do that. And also to travel with other teachers or to take other teachers and get that perspective on, teaching and making those connections and bringing all of the content from all the content areas together. For
100%.
those teachers and showing them, and as budgets are being cut at the federal level and everything, things like Fulbright Hayes and travel abroad opportunities and grants for that. And I know with boards of organizations like you're on, you're the president of FAVA, and me being on SCOLT, we have travel scholarships, and that makes all the difference in the world for teachers to be able to bring those experiences back for their students and everything.
Absolutely.
And so you are truly creating a global classroom. I mean, in every sense of the word. That was a
Thank you.
Freudian slip, world, in every sense of the world.
Thank you.
So thank
Yeah, I
you for
mean,
that,
well,
because
thank you. I mean, for your kind words.
It's because it there are, some teachers that are like, and that's, some teachers just have to cocoon over the summer. Some want to do other things that, are like cleaning their house and stuff. So, and some are like, I've had enough of kids during the year. I'm not going to spend summers with them too. But every is, everybody's got their own choices to make. But it is a lot of work to do all those extra things with kids. Take them to conferences, take them to competitions, take them traveling and stuff. But some of us, it fills our cup and it
It
really
does.
energizes us. And my youngest daughter, I took her class. That was her senior trip. So and I had her as a student for 5 years. So
Amazing.
I talked to Nathan Campbell, the National Teacher of the Year,
Yep, I
about
listen.
that. And traveling with your own children and traveling with having them in your class is quite a unique experience. But
It is. I taught my middle child for 4 years, and my oldest took German, and that was her path to take. And she got her CLB literacy in German, and then my second child got it in French, and we were super, super proud of that. And then my youngest, I think it's interesting as a mother to have three children. And my son said, okay, I'm taking those 4 years. So for him, it was his sophomore year. He was in level four. And he said, Mom, I'm going math and science. And my mama heart had a little hard time with that because I had him in class and everything. But I said, you know what? You have a different journey to take. And, but to still have him say to me, okay, but when I'm going to go into engineering, Mom, next year, they do have a study abroad program, and I think that I'd like to look into that. Well, there you go. I mean, that is the impact that you had. So, I had an opportunity to have him for 2 years, and my mama heart broke for a little bit, but then you do realize, your job, and I think it makes you a better teacher, is to recognize that some of your kids are on a journey for a year, and you have that opportunity for me for 10 months to hopefully have an impact and at least have them. I always tease them, if you never learn how to conjugate in the passé composé or the subjunctive, honestly, I can still sleep at night. But if you do not have a global understanding of this world and recognize that different is not bad, then I have failed you. Right? And we always tease, like, what is the Madame Marshall quote? And they always tease me. There's one that's silly, but the other one is don't close any doors on your way out. So if I've taught that within 1 year, great. And then there's the ones that, as you said, programs are being cut, and it doesn't look the same. My classroom and students in front of me, the numbers don't look the same as they did even 10, 15 years ago within a public school setting. And it is, how do I convince them, or how do I show them that it is very applicable to continue on for a language, even if you're not going to major in it, even if you are thinking a math and science path. How does this integrate into your world? And honestly, they sign up for the face. They sign up for the person in front of them. And if you legitimately are passionate about what you're doing, and I see that a value of growing, and maybe my path will go a different way, and I will need the French. And I told them, I never thought I'd be a French teacher. That was never in the cards. There was a student that was so much stronger than I in class, and I remember that. And I think because I worked really hard for my very low A's, but I worked so hard, I recognize that the kids in front of me are also there. Some of it's not coming easy for them, and maybe they're the ones that'll stick around at the end and be the ones that are, constantly traveling and going back. And I think there's something to be said about, I mean, I'm an older, right? I'm a middle-aged woman, and for them to see a woman who is married and has kids, well, it is okay for you to leave your family at some point in time, when they're able to take care of themselves, and to lead your best life, and to grow as a person. And I think that's really important, especially for these, dare I say it, the girls in front of you, to say it is okay. You can figure out who you are, at different stages of your life. And how beautiful for me that I have a very supportive spouse, and my kids are like, I don't know where mom is, but she's going someplace fabulous, and she's going to come back, and she's going to teach her classes. And yeah, and I think that's important, and that's kind of where I am in my stage, advocating, on the state level, but also advocating in your classroom that it's important if you have an opportunity to continue to grow your global mindset.
That's so beautifully said and so true. Being involved in JNCL Nicholas for so long, like over 20 years, and the power of stories and the experiences we have, and sharing those stories. Like you said, you're gonna first day show what you did over the summer, show that you're human. I mean, show that you are growing and learning too as an adult. That role model thing again, that it's just and opening their eyes and their hearts to not be afraid. I mean, look at how afraid so many of us are nowadays, or because of what we see on social media, or afraid to speak up or to be true to who we are, or to look at the world through different lenses, and that focusing on the word being different, that it can, and it's okay and stuff.
Yeah, when I was listening to a couple of your podcasts, what resonated with me was when talking to higher ups, whether for me, I was Region 3 Teacher of the Year for the state of Virginia 2 years ago. So I'm on a Department of Education panel, and I was for 2 years. And so I'm the only person sitting there from a world language. And I think what's important is to share a positive message. And going back to a very important professor in my life in art, she always said, you don't argue with people, you have to educate. And that always has sat with me. So I'm hoping to get to Washington. It's not far from me. Why am I not going to JNCL Nicholas this year? And I think it is representing the best and creating spaces of positivity and passion to not naiveness, but just explaining that how important it is to continue the work as a world language teacher, and what we are doing. And I think, as you've said so eloquently, like, it's sharing your stories of lives that are changed and trajectories that are richer or have moved a little bit within our own students that have created a more worldly person entering this world that hopefully will, make this world a better place. And it's sharing your stories with those who don't know a lot, for them to maybe have a little bit of a change of how they perceive what's happening within the classroom, certainly in a world language classroom.
Yep.
So,
O opening their eyes, their minds, and their hearts. You know, it's
100%.
the full body experience in education. It should be anyways. So,
For sure.
what is what kind of advice would you give to new teachers that are coming into the profession? Because, you know, they're struggling and they're wondering, do I this is hard. This is really hard. And am I really making a difference? And is it really worth it? Because I do have to sacrifice some things with my family. I have to sacrifice some things personally. It doesn't mean you have to, but there are ways that you can figure these things out. And like you were talking about earlier, balance them out and figure out I need to travel in the summer because it fills my cup. And I also bring it back to the classroom. So it's, you know, it's not being selfish or it's not being too committed to teaching. There's a balance in life.
I was thinking about that. For me, we do have lots of new teachers, right? There's teacher turnover. So our department has really gone through a lot of changes. This coming year we'll have two new teachers. And last year we had two or three, and a couple of them were career switchers, so they kind of had a different outlook than somebody who would come in their 20s. But I think the underlying importance, and I teased, but I said, are you here? Do you have clean underwear on? Because you're winning if you are. Because if you are caffeinated and you're smiling and you are here, you have made it. Did you make a child smile today? Because honestly, it's that quote of they will never, they might not ever remember the lesson you did on day one or day two or day five, but they'll remember how you made them feel. And to make them understand that it is okay to have humility and to back up in the middle of a lesson and say, that was not at all how I anticipated it going in my really fantastic plan. So let's back up, guys, and let's look at this through a different lens and let's try it. And just to be humble and understand that we're human, those kids will interact with you in so much more of a genuine way. And to tell a teacher, you know what, this is year officially, I think it's year 30 in a classroom, in a regular classroom. And to tell somebody, you know what, when you are recognizing that you've made a mistake and or you need to do it a different way, and to back up, smile, have a sense of humor, and go forward, that gives you an opportunity to have patience with yourself. And when the students see that, or when another teacher hears that you've done that, I think it makes them recognize that, you know what, we're all still growing. And I think that's important, you know, to recognize that, you know, we're still trying to achieve a better person in front of the classroom than we had last year even. And some days we achieve it and some days we don't. So it's for those days that, you know, it doesn't go well. I think you sometimes will start getting those little notes from the student or the little picture or whatever it is. And it's remembering that, you know what, that you are having an impact, and maybe it's just one kid at a time, like the starfish, you're just throwing them back in, but you are. And the fact that you're here, and we are so glad you're here. So.
I think that's such great advice. I was actually doing a meditation this morning, and the gal that was kind of, she was talking about how every day we're inundated with social media about how you can improve. This is broken. Now you need to improve this. This is broken. This is how you improve it. Whether it's lose the weight, lose the wrinkles, you know, don't be so negative, don't do this, don't do, and it's all from a negative, you know, don't do things. And I thought about that, well, really, when I was, you know, meditating on the idea that that's a lot of sometimes teaching where it's a lot of rules of don't do this and don't do that, and I don't like that you. And so new teachers become they come in very positive and like a little puppy, and
Hold on.
it's very easy for them to get discouraged and everything. But
100%.
just be you. That was
Right.
the whole point of the meditation. Be you and
Yeah.
relax. Don't feel like you have to constantly be
Or
improving.
maybe you have your dog crying in the background. Things happen.
They do.
I'm gonna pause and let him out. Hold on. Let me. So I mean, things happen, and you just kind of laugh about it, and you say,
Yeah.
"Oh, we're gonna roll with the punches here,
Yes, you
and
go
make
with the
sure
flow.
you do." And you laugh about it, and recognize that you know what? As long as you bring your genuine self, you know you're doing well with all of this. Okay.
Kids appreciate that though.
They do.
They do.
They
And
do.
I really appreciate that. Like I said, I was just on a tour and the tour director was so inauthentic. It was like he was marketing the tour every step of the way. Like, this is going to be the greatest thing you ever saw in your whole life. There's a difference
Right.
between passion and sharing your passion with the students and then trying to do a sales job to them, you know, and they see right through that, you know, like right away.
Oh, they do.
So, yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
100%.
So
I
I
agree.
think that's important that that teachers are authentic too with the students. That's what you're saying. If you've made a mistake, it's okay. You know, we're human. Model being a human, not perfection.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I we're currently doing a book study with FLAVA, which the state organization, and it's a book called Give Them What They Want. And one of the things talks about the importance of humor, and how our conversations are no longer, hey, you need this for college, but it is, here's all the connections you're going to make, you know, if you you know, whether it's through connecting with the global world or connecting with understanding how to have a conversation with another student. What class do we have where students learn how to cook, they learn art history, they learn how to actually greet somebody, they are have a skill set where they can do interpersonal writing. I mean, what an amazing ability that our child is having walking out the door after we've prepared them in so many different life skills. And you know, what a blessing it is to be able to have that freedom to be able to do all of those things and to understand that you're not achieving a black and white right or wrong, but you're having just a growth model, you know, looking at Actful, what an amazing opportunity for you to run that marathon with them and have each child do the marathon a little bit differently, but to celebrate them when they walk across the finish line. And we always talk about that. I said, don't worry, I'll be at the back if we're really running a marathon, but doggone it, we're going to have Gatorade and we're going to give you hugs along the way. And every single one of you will walk across that finish line. I will guarantee it, as long as you're willing to work. And I think that's important for them to know that we're in that journey with them together.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely. Walking
yeah.
hand in hand, side by side, they feel that
Just like your
support.
Camino. Yes.
Yes,
Yes.
exactly. Exactly. And it in life is a journey. And so we have to figure that everybody's on their own path and their own journey. And
Sure.
sometimes we're on the path with them, and sometimes we, you know, have to go off the path. And but the lessons and the experiences and the impact that we have, the opportunities we have to walk with them for that time that we do is important and it's meaningful. It's not just they're a kid in my class for a year and I'm struggling to teach them French or whatever it is. And you know, they're not doing their homework and they're not doing this, and you know, looking at again all the negative things, you
Yeah.
know, see the light in every one of them.
Yeah.
That they all have something to share and with something great that's shining that we need to see. So that human aspect again. So
But it's not easy. The
it
journey
is
is
not
not
easy.
easy.
Nobody's going to say that it's easy. It is a tough job because being a human being is a tough job sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. For
yeah.
sure.
Well, Beth, thank you so much. This has been wonderful. I know it's going to inspire a lot of teachers, especially going back to school and everything, because you start with that excitement, and then it's like SmackDown Wrestling Friday night as soon you're pinned to the mat, and you're like, I don't know if I want to be here.
Right.
So you got
But
to
you pull
remember
out those
that too.
notes and you get a cup
Yeah.
of coffee or a glass of wine at night and
Yep.
you reflect and you know, you look at what you've done and you look at the couple of texts that I got over the summer from past students. You reread those and say, okay, I'm walking in the door tomorrow and I'm going to be the best version of myself, you
Yep,
know.
that's all you can do. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I hope this was a good conversation for
It
you.
was wonderful. I'm inspired.
Good, good, good.
Hello again, everyone. This is your host, Linda Markley, and I'd like to invite you to nominate a teacher to be a guest on the podcast and to share their story. All you have to do is go to www.spiritofteaching.org and fill out the nomination form. Again, that's www.spiritofteaching.org. Also, please share, rate, and give some feedback to help us better serve you in the spirit of teaching. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to having you back next time on Teacher Tales.